A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and, upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. These two parables posed by Jesus in Luke's Gospel are quite peculiar when we think about it. Jesus addresses these parables to the scribes and Pharisees, asking them, what man among you would not go searching for one lost sheep, leaving 99 others behind? I can imagine the scribes and the Pharisees looking at each other and saying, "Well, none of us would. It seems absurd to leave 99 sheep behind, leave them without a shepherd, vulnerable in the desert, to go and search for one who has strayed." Or, in the other parable, a woman searching diligently for one lost coin when she has 9 others. Think of the time she's losing in searching, time which she could have spent earning 1 other coin. So yes, these parables on the surface do seem absurd. Why would anybody do these actions? And yet, these parables tell us something about God's mercy. The fact that God's mercy is available to all. Regardless of how lost, regardless of how little, God's mercy extends to everybody. Now, when we put these parables in their context, the fact that they are addressed to the scribes and the Pharisees, who have problems with Jesus eating with tax collectors and sinners, the parables give us a different story. Not only do they tell us of God's mercy, but they challenge us to be merciful as well. Now, none of us is ever going to have the fullness of the mercy of God, because God is perfect in mercy. But that's not exactly what Jesus is telling us through these parables. Like I said, the scribes and the Pharisees were probably shocked to hear that Jesus suggested that anyone would go after one sheep. However, the parable is turned and addresses them more directly when Jesus speaks about those rejoicing with the shepherd after he has found his lost sheep. The scribes and the Pharisees, and we as well, are those who have been invited to rejoice with God, with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who has found his lost sheep. How quick are we to rejoice at the repentance of a sinner? Do we allow those who have repented to enter into our community? Or do we look at them with a cautious eye, wondering when it will be that they will sin again? Are we truly welcoming? Do we share in this rejoicing? Or do we keep these people at arm's length, saying, "Sure, you're saved, sure, you've returned, but who knows when you'll leave again? Who knows when you will stray?" Jesus, in these parables, invites us to show mercy in a specific way, the mercy of hospitality, the mercy of acceptance. Immediately following these parables is one of the most well-known stories, that of the prodigal son. In this story, of course, the oldest son is invited into the feast, but does not want to enter. We too have been invited in to feast, invited into a great celebration of mercy and love. What will we do? Stand at the door and watch from the outside, or join the feast, the celebration, inside?